Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look, just to do its own audio representation of the movement of Virgo over the fixed star Regulus, something that has not happened in almost probably 24,000 years, definitely 24,000 years. And maybe if we think of the 26,000 year cycle, it has been almost 26,000 years since zero Virgo overlaid the star of Regulus. However, Virgo will overlay the star of Regulus for the next 2,160 years, quite a long time. So it was 156 BC when Leo began to overlay the star of Regulus. And this was such an important shift that Dane Rajar thought that this would be signaling the new age. And you know, we can see that it is one of the features of this shifting. And I think it's interesting that it's happening exactly a month after Carl Kalman's calculations on the Mayan calendar were completing on October 28th. Now that's one version of the Mayan calendar. Remember, there are many, many versions of the Mayan calendar. So, and if it's a completion of one way of tracking time, and then looking at the movement of Regulus, and the seasonal sign of Virgo, which means 30 days, the sun is in the seasonal sign of Virgo 30 days before the autumnal equinox. And there are certain qualities of that time of year that are active. And so these certain qualities are what are now overlaying Regulus for the next 2,160 years. So Leo, which has a lot to do with self-love, self-confidence, self-approval, self-acceptance, radical radiant self-love, and the we've experienced it in the patriarchy as the king queen archetype, the ones who have power, authority, and control, who are seen as God, goddess, great, you know, the divine expression of that, and that was for an elite few in the view for a long time. But ultimately, as we've come to the end of the 59 degrees of Leo that has been overlaying Regulus all of this year, and for the last many years at 29 degrees of Leo, starting to see that we are all divine. And that has been very strongly seated into the collective consciousness. It's starting to grow and starting to become more known. It's not completely infused into the whole entire collective consciousness yet, but it's definitely something that is happening. And so we are beginning to see the old regimes fall. We are beginning to see the old structures of knowing and consciousness, and how there are an elite few that, you know, are running the whole show, and how that is collapsing, and that we are all beginning to step into more of our divine expression. And now with Regulus being the heart star of the lion, the king, the Regulus actually means king. So that king queen archetype, that expression of divinity and royalty, now being overlaid by Virgo, which has to do with the patterning. And so how does this pattern get infused into the collective psyche of all humanity, and really all life and life on Earth, and the Earth as this divine royal expression, as she is in her ascension process? So it's easy to see why Dane Rajar thought this was such an important time, and really signaled the turning of an age. Now, he was looking at it from a smaller perspective, because we're also seeing this as a turning of a 26,000 year cycle, not just a 2,160 year cycle, which is still pretty big. 2,160 years is pretty huge. But 26,000 years is bigger. This is just one feature in many, many huge features that have been taking place over this last year, over this many years, actually, as I've been tracking celestial timings over the last 16 years. It's just completely mind-blowing, and the events become more and more intensified. So taking time to tune into this movement today, and the way that we know that it's actually today that the fixed star Regulus is moving into the sign of Virgo is that we have the technology to actually calculate it more precisely. Dane Rajar calculated it for early 2012, which was why 2012 became a featured year. But based on the calculations that are available to us now, we know that it's happening actually today, November 28th, Monday, 2011, Monday, November 28th, 2011, and is going to be then sort of for those of us who can tune into and be aware of this, and just if you've been watching the moon pass by Regulus, which was happening earlier in the week when the moon got to Regulus around the 17th, 18th, and 19th of November. So there was an infusion of that energy at that particular time, and a last quarter moon as well, which is a gateway time and a synthesis of consciousness and integration taking place. And it's interesting that that is the last phase of the moon to pass by Regulus, was the last quarter moon. And I didn't mention that in the earlier, but because it's just now occurring to me, like, whoa, that last quarter moon with Regulus as a whole synthesis and integration in Leo, 2959 Leo, definitely something fabulously remarkable about that, and very synchronistic as well. So that is just a reminder that Regulus was the royal star, watcher of the north, connected to Archangel Raphael. Depending on, you know, which cultures you're tuning into, these are some of the imageries that are connected to this particular star. It's also sometimes considered the star of the Sphinx being the lion, the literal Sphinx on the earth in front of the Great Pyramid, and the entrance point into the Hall of Records. And so Virgo being connected into the patterning, and also, you know, attuning to the records, the Akashic records, this star is extremely important. And so anyone who has planets that are in the late degrees of Leo or early Virgo are being affected by this personally. Planets or angles or even the nodes of the chart. So anything that's in the late degrees of Leo, early degrees of Virgo are connected to this particular star. And this is something we could say perhaps will be very dramatically personally felt for you. Something perhaps you've been waiting for your whole life is this shift. And it'd be interesting to hear from people who have planets or angles at that point on their chart, if you've been feeling this completion, the synthesis point up to the shift into Virgo on November 28th, it would be great to hear from you. So anyway, and if you don't have planets or angles near this particular star, it is still worth noting and tuning into as part of our collective experience. Blessed be.